When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
For those of you not in Lincoln, it's been downpouring this entire show. You know what makes who's happy about that? Our friends at First Rate Ag. They're a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. You can always reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
The ticket.
Right now, they're enjoying. It's kind of a rain day for them. That's up. Yep. They're playing pitch right now.
Oh no.
Yeah, just playing little cards. You know why?
Why?
Just soaking in like that because cash is coming in. Because things are going well for them like that. Because you can't go out in this weather. Can't go out here. I don't know what it is in Holdridge right now, but I'll tell you right now, you're not out in the fields in this weather. But you're a happy farmer right now. Did you check the level of the corn right now,
Steve? I have not.
Oh, I did when I was driving. Oh yes. Wow. Things have taken off. Things have taken off. It's incredible. I'm going to say most of it's going to be over your head by the 4th of July.
Whoa.
Over your head.
You mean like by Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's raining.
I like to know
it's
that.
It's raining, Holden.
How much can corn grow in a day? How much can it grow in a day? I think you can get a couple inches in a day. I really do.
We need a time-lapse video.
We need a time-lapse
video.
That would be interesting.
That would be very
kind of cool.
Maybe a couple centimeters.
Yes. That would fire me up.
Zoom in.
But those guys out there, again, they deserve a morning off just to kind of relax a little bit because they've been going 24. They work 7 days a week. There's no time. Crops wait for no one, Steve.
I know.
Crops wait for no one.
It does show rain in Holdridge.
Does it?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Let us know
out there,
please.
They're playing pitch this morning. They're chilling.
Parker, let us know, please.
Thank you to First Rate Ag, as always. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. The NCAA, the largest governing body in intercollegiate sports, has announced that marijuana and cannabis products will be removed as a banned drug class for college football's postseason and all Division I championships as of Tuesday in the Division I council meeting. Regular season still is basically that's colleges and schools have their own drug testing policies and standards. The NCAA's testing and standards take over in the postseason. Thoughts in terms of this being only something that is, I guess, free game in the postseason and championships?
Bill?
In general.
Well, I mean, I don't have a lot of comments on it because there's so much. I've been at different places where institutionally we're much different than NCAA with these requirements, and I think it's been really hard on the testing and what they're trying to get done. I think the NCAA just simply said we're going to do everything we can to be able to monitor the true enhancement of what really affects the game, which would be steroids or anything of that nature, performance enhancing drugs. That's what they're coming after. And if you make those mistakes, it's going to be a fierce situation, and not so much. I think it was just too hard to monitor. That's what would be my take on it. It was just too hard to be able to monitor. And also, things have changed dramatically. If you just look back, you know, imagine 30 years ago, and then you sit there and say, I could imagine sitting in when I started coaching, you know, back in the early 90s, and all of a sudden just being like, oh yeah, all of a sudden marijuana is legal in like every state. And so that it's just such a different situation right now. So I don't push back on it because like I said, I just don't think there, I don't think it was level across the board on sometimes it was just institutional. It was always, if they had a positive, then this would happen. Then you went to their parents with it, then it did this. But if their numbers were lower the next time, then that also counted as progress. There's a lot of different things that were going on with it.
This is from the report. It said the changes come months after the NCAA published a study on student-athlete substance use that surveyed more than 23,000 student-athletes from across the country. Cannabis use among student-athletes increased to 26% to those who self-reported the survey, and it was reported as the highest in men's sports at the Division III level for those attending schools where cannabis has been legalized for recreational and medicinal use. So, again, we'll see. You know, it's not going to affect anything in terms of how it looks in sporting events at all. But
no effect. I don't. Yeah, it is what it is. I have nothing. No. It's is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, you were right on Wimbledon. It is going on right now. For the we were curious about what that was outside. It's been going on since June 24th. It goes to July 14th.
How do we not know this?
I had no idea it started yet.
How do we not know?
It said June.
This is a sports
when
show.
When I researched, it said June 24th to July 14th for
Good
Wimbledon.
Good research. Yeah. June 24th.
That's almost a month of play. Is that right?
No.
That can't be right.
No.
No way it started on June 24th.
June 24th was listed on the website when it began. So maybe
that's not a month. That might be like a barbecue.
It's the day. It's the day it began. Sorry.
It's like a barbecue or something. Everybody gets together and they figure out where they're staying at and they get their...
They call it the fortnight. Hold on. What's Fortnite mean?
Now, okay, it says right now the first round is going on. So yes. What was going on in June then?
I was going to say, there's no
today,
chance.
Today it says July 1st, first
now,
round is actually, what is happening
informal
Thursday?
Fortnite.
There's qualifiers.
Used after the name of a day to indicate that something will take place for 2 weeks after that day. They call it the Fortnite.
Okay.
The Wimbledon Fortnite.
2 weeks.
So yeah, it goes on for 2 weeks.
So I guess there was qualifiers going on before this, but yeah, today is the official start of Wimbledon. Today through July 14th, the Sunday.
If you want to watch it, it's on ESPN.
It's on ESPN right now. Took over for SportsCenter. Not even showing highlights. Just showing tennis right now this morning.
Tis the season.
Tennis time.
Tennis.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I always would associate the U.S. Open with the start of school, because when they started playing the U.S. Open, that must be in late August.
Late August.
I'd always get that. I'd get a sick feeling in my stomach. When I saw the U.S. Open being played, I'm like, oh, God, that means school is going to start.
Oh.
It was awful. I hated the U.S. Open.
How about
hard court?
July 1, big day. SEC has changed. The Big 12 has changed.
Oh, that's today.
Today's the official
I saw
day.
That on Twitter.
This is the official day of the new SEC, of the new Big 12, the new ACC. There was something interesting, I think it was, the other day that. I think it was Stanford and Cal are not in the ACC yet, but SMU is. They don't go in until like August 1st.
Oh.
And no one knows why. No one knows why. Even the commissioner of the ACC couldn't answer the question of why they don't go in until August 1st. So very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But not like it really matters. Everyone's known what the conferences are going to be now for quite some time. So
it's not springing it up.
No, nothing came out of nowhere, but it'll be a storyline today as you're reading it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Oklahoma and Texas. The SEC formally welcomes the Sooners and Longhorns.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
There'll be a lot of commentary on that. In fact, we could do a segment on it tomorrow if you want, Jake.
We might do that. It's July. I'll take a lot of ideas.
Yeah, well, there's an idea
for
you.
Thank you.
We could find some sort of angle on Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC formally.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, this leads up to the game show. So before that, we saw this over the weekend. Jamarcus Russell, remember him? Number one overall pick.
Yes. Jamarcus.
3-year stint in the NFL has been removed from the coaching staff at an Alabama high school after he was allegedly involved in the misappropriation of funds. He's been a volunteer assistant coach at Williamson High School in Mobile, his alma mater. A lawsuit alleges that Russell took a $74,000 check that was earmarked as a donation to the high school and took it as his own.
That'll get you. And there's usually a pretty good paper trail on that one. That's a hard one.
How do you think you can get away with that?
That one, yeah. You wrote a check.
74 grand. What are you telling the IRS? I mean, come on.
It says the owner of a local building company said that Russell approached him, who had said a donation would help the football team buy equipment for their weight room. The former NFL quarterback is accused of depositing that check at a credit union and then withdrawing an estimated $55,000 for himself. And so he's getting sued now for $55,000.
I'd like to hear his side of the story. He has a side. But this doesn't look good.
Doesn't look great.
No. Maybe he said, "Well, I got the 55 because I was going to start purchasing the equipment." I don't know.
In his own name, apparently.
Just what are you doing? I'm getting a Universal machine quick and bring it in. Getting some dumbbells.
55 grand.
Yeah. Not a great look for Jamarcus Russell, the former number one overall pick and bust with the Raiders in the NFL.
God, he has a strong arm.
He did have a good arm. Beyond that. Yeah. Didn't work well for him.
Yeah, he's had a rough go.
Didn't work out well for him.
He's had a rough go.
So on that note, let's play the game. She'll give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Speaking of first round picks, he was first overall with Jamarcus Russell. How about first overall picks in the NFL draft all time? I will give you the school, the position, the team that drafted them. You tell me what the player is. Who is that player?
Okay.
The year taken, their school, yeah.
We
their
should
position.
Have a chance. We should be really good.
This is one of those things, though, that we can get really embarrassed.
Really, we should nail it, but...
Let's see how you do. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut Up Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open for you. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels. That's 12 bagels, 2 tubs of cream cheese for your office, for your family. It's a good treat.
How many tubs?
2 tubs of cream cheese and 12 bagels.
That's good. People are working today. I see the construction crew.
They're working
over there
through the rain here.
Yeah. This is a weird week. It's a disorienting
it's
week.
It's a very, very tough week.
Don't be scared.
It? Well, yeah, you're jacked. Then it's like, okay, you get Thursday off, then you get Friday off or not. Or it's a lot of things going on.
It's disorienting.
Yeah. Yes.
Ben's getting the caller here. It's okay. It is. Yeah, it's a short week for most people.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably take the whole week off, right?
This is a good time to take a full week off. Traveling for your 4th of July plans. Early
Save yourself
July.
A vacation day. Yes. Use the natural holiday. Absolutely.
Some places give you the Friday off, too, for the vacation day.
Okay.
So it could be three days. Okay, we've got LB.
Pounds.
LB, how do you feel today about your chances to get NFL first-round draft picks?
LBs.
Are you there, LB?
Yes, sir.
Okay, LB feels good.
All right, I'm here, Tip. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, baby?
All right. LB's.
All right, here we go.
Feeling good. What's Bill up, is baby? A lifeline for one question, as always. Use them wisely, Sip. LB, first question goes to you. What Miami, Florida defensive tackle did the Cowboys take first overall in 1991?
1991. Ooh. Vince Wilfork did not play for Miami, I don't think, but that's who I'm going with. Vince Wilfork.
He did play for Miami, but that was way after that.
I can make a guess if you want to make a guess.
No, and I don't want you to make a guess if you don't feel good about it at all. Why
let's
would
steal
you do
it.
That?
Why, let's try it. Can we just try it?
This is your call. Yeah, this is the head coach's call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Russell Maryland.
Oh, good job.
Oh, worked out.
Oh, you want to come at me?
He wasn't liking that. It wasn't.
Russell Maryland.
Russell Maryland is correct.
Say, what year was that again?
1991.
That's a good get. That's a good poll.
Yeah. All right.
How about you? I don't want to. We can't afford a loss.
I don't want to lose.
He's a winner. All right, Sip. 1-0 lead.
I'm
Bill's
out.
Bill's out. All right. It's all you. What Virginia Tech defensive end did the Bills take first overall in 1985?
Smith.
Brilliant.
Bruce Smith is correct. 2-0 lead. To stay alive, your last question, LB. What Kentucky quarterback did the Browns take first overall in 1999?
99. Come on.
Jeffrey Lenzo?
That's right.
Oh, it's easy.
Who was it?
Couch.
Tim Couch is the correct answer. So that's a 1-0 start to the week.
Good job, Bill. You got us. I was skeptical. God, there's no doubt about it. I was skeptical.
We can't risk it.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just don't want to play
there's
around.
There's no money on the line. It wasn't like we were playing
there's
blackjack.
There's pride on the line, though. There's pride.
There's a lot of pride.
Yes.
I don't want to.
We're ahead.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't want to have a losing record.
It's a good start for you.
And we reset on August 1, right?
That's right.
Yes.
All right, I want to finish strong.
Okay.
Then August 1, we're really ramping it up.
I got one question and a tiebreaker before we get out of here. You've already won the game. So what Ohio State tackle did the Rams take first overall in 1997?
You can see him, right?
Yeah.
Offensive tackle.
Pace, right?
Yeah, Orlando.
Brilliant. Orlando Pace is correct.
That's pretty good, Bill.
4-for-4. Last one, Bill. Tiebreaker. How many Pro Bowls did Orlando Pace make?
Oh, that's easy. 6.
Ooh, it's a good number. 5.
7.
Oh,
7 for Pace. 7 for Pace. So
Pace was good.
He was very good.
He was hulking.
Yes.
He was hulking. He's a gigantic man. God. Left tackles that.
Nice win today for you guys.
That was a good win. That was an easy win.
Yeah. And you were fighting Bill. Yeah, Russell Merrill.
I thought you wanted. You know what? Couldn't take the risk.
He just said, I'm taking
it. Skeptical.
He took it.
It's okay to be skeptical. Yeah. Healthy skepticism's good.
It worked out. Spillover is next, an early break on the ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.